Doctor, do not call me Dr. Pratt. He is George Pratt. He is my psychotherapist, and I am very happy to have him in studio tonight as our guest co-host. When you're dealing with someone who has to be reprogrammed and how they think about not only themselves, but the world around them, is there any kind of common through line with those people with depression and anxiety, or is it a kind of a case-by-case basis? Or does the modern world really cause similar problems you see in humans?
You know, we have so much in common with our friends, colleagues, family members. When we're in the, since you were talking about Code to Joy, we are meant to be happy. And what happens is stuff happens along the way. We talk about asteroid hits, which are huge things that happen to us. Anybody would agree that, you know, the death of a family member growing up is a huge effect, a serious illness, etc. But we also have something we call microtraumas that, as they accumulate, they wear us down over time, and we don't really realize it till later in life. We don't quite have the joy that we had earlier. It might be feeling rejected by other students, not being chosen for a team, slights, criticisms, exposed to pessimistic parents, being told that you're not capable of doing something when you're very young. From ages 0 to 6, you basically have no safeguards to protect yourself from beliefs that are that you're exposed to. 0 to 6, you're going to absorb it. 6 to 12, you have some protective ability. After 12, you have some pretty good ability. So when you're really young, if you're exposed to parental or siblings or schoolmates, if you're told you're not going to be able to do it, then you're really going to be accepting that. We talk about how to really break free from that.
Reprogram that
idea. Reprogram. And so, you know, you were talking about the trauma work that I do. The other part is I help world-class athletes and people top people be better. And it's the same kind of thing. You have to reprogram them, take out the traumas. For people that are just everyday people seeking to do better, think of swimming the English Channel with like 100 pieces of luggage attached to you, and then you start letting go. You start clipping these pieces of luggage and letting them go, and you start moving through the water. You start feeling more confident. Confidence is the opposite of anxiety. So if you think of growing up and feeling like, you know, what would my life be like if I was really confident in a significant way, not just artificially an affirmation, gee, I'm confident, I can do it. But if you really felt that, people that have confidence, true confidence, they persist longer. They keep going even when the going gets challenging. That's why they're successful. The affirmations just alone really don't work. And so there's a difference between positive thinking and positive beliefs. Right. Positive thinking only works while you're actively thinking it, like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. As soon as you stop doing it actively, the subconscious comes back and says, you can't do it. Positive beliefs, it gets down into the subconscious where you believe you actually can do it. You have to make changes at the subconscious level, and that's what I want to do.
All right, fair enough.